Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, original sin means that all people are corrupt by nature and incurably so. And justification by faith alone, as we talked about last Wednesday, means that there is actually hope for sinners because our acceptance by God does not depend on us being sinless. Instead, it depends on faith in Jesus Christ, the sinless one, whom faith lays hold of, whose benefits faith receives. But where does this faith come from? We talked about it a little bit last week, but the question is very important, because if we're truly corrupt and even dead by nature and hostile to God in spiritual things, as the Bible says, by nature, if we have no true fear of God or true faith in God by nature, and all of our powers are damaged and can't do anything positive, spiritually speaking, then how can we ever believe in Christ Jesus so as to be justified by faith? Our Augsburg Confession puts it beautifully, and it's printed on the back of your service folder of your insert tonight. That we may obtain such faith, God has instituted the preaching office. He has given the gospel and the sacraments, through which, as through means, He gives the Holy Spirit, who works faith where and when He wishes in those who hear the gospel. The gospel that teaches that through Christ's merit, not through our own merit, we have a gracious God if we believe this. It's so rare to find this basic biblical teaching, this biblical emphasis in modern Christian churches. The idea that God works through instruments, through means, especially to accomplish His greatest work of saving poor sinners from their sins. We call it the means of grace, but this teaching of the means of grace, that God uses means to save people, to bring people to faith, is completely foreign to American evangelicalism and Pentecostalism. They may speak very highly of the Bible itself as being the inspired Word of God, as it is, but then they come right out and deny that God uses the preaching of the Word and the sacraments as His chosen instruments to create faith in men's hearts. And yet this is an integral part of Christian doctrine. The Holy Ghost works through instruments, through tools, the means of preaching the gospel and administering the sacraments. This is how He stirs up faith in the hearts of men. This is how He nourishes and strengthens and sustains faith. Everything depends on the Word. This is the same thing Jesus taught His disciples when He told the parable of the sower and the seed to them. The seed that sprouts into faith in men's hearts is the Word of God, Jesus says. And what did He say in the lesson you heard tonight at the end? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak are Spirit, and they are life. The Spirit never apart from the Word. The Word never apart from the Spirit. And when Jesus gave His apostles the Great Commission, He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." How? By what means? By reasoning with people? By doing miracles? By telling them to find God within themselves? Not at all. baptizing them and teaching them. Paul says to the Romans in chapter 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." And probably we call it the sedes doctrinae, the seat of doctrine, the principal Bible passage that supports our teaching that God the Holy Spirit works faith through means, through the Word, was in the lesson you heard tonight from Romans chapter 10, where Paul said, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So let's make sure we have a solid understanding of this concept of the means of grace. The phrase which we so commonly use, especially in the Lutheran Church, the means of grace, refers to the instrument or tool that God the Holy Spirit uses to bring people to faith, to preserve them in the faith, and thus to save people from sin, death, and the devil. What is that tool? What is that instrument? As we've said, it is the Word of God, specifically the gospel of Christ. God's promise to be merciful and gracious, to forgive poor sinners their sins for Christ's sake alone, through faith. The gospel is preached to the ears using words alone. But the gospel is also preached to the eyes and to the other senses, when those words, when those promises of God are attached to visible things. Not when we attach them, but when God attaches them to visible things like water, and bread, and wine. That's why we sometimes say that the sacraments themselves are the visible word. So the message of Christ is proclaimed in the world. That's a tool of the Holy Spirit for applying grace to men, for bringing men to faith, and through faith, applying the merits of Christ to them. Water is applied to a person in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit with the promise that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Or, repent and be baptized in the name of Christ Jesus for the remission of sins. Or, baptism now saves you, as Peter says. Or, God saved us through, or by means of, the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Those promises attached to water make it a tool of the Holy Spirit, applying the promises of the gospel to each individual who is baptized. Bread and wine are consecrated with the words of Christ's own institution, then distributed, eaten and drunk by communicants, with the promise of Jesus, "This is my body, this is my blood, which was shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." That promise, for the forgiveness of sins, attached to the bread and wine which each communicant receives, makes the Lord's Supper a tool of the Holy Spirit, a means of applying grace to sinners, to each and every one, each and every time you receive it. What things are not means of grace? For one, prayer. Prayer is good. Prayer is powerful. But prayer itself isn't a tool of the Holy Spirit for conferring grace on sinners, for creating or preserving faith. You talking to God, you asking God for things, doesn't bring God's blessings to you. It's asking for them what brings his blessing, especially his blessing of grace and the Holy Spirit and faith and forgiveness, is still his appointed means of the word. For another thing, the heart of man. Your heart is not a tool for God bestowing grace on you. It's not a tool or a means of grace. Neither are your feelings or emotions. If you're feeling guilty for sins that you've committed, don't look inside yourself. Don't look to your feelings in order to find forgiveness or a gracious God. God doesn't work directly on your heart. He doesn't forgive you on the inside or communicate with you through your feelings. He does communicate with you through his spoken word and works forgiveness through the appointed means of grace, which are on the outside of you. So it's more dependable than any feelings you might feel at any given time. Another non-means of grace is things that happen in your life, success or failure, a good day or a bad day, sickness or health, good fortune or bad. God doesn't tell you whether he accepts you or rejects you through any such things. He's given you a better way, a dependable way to know his will with certainty, to receive his grace and favor, to be strengthened and confirmed in your faith and preserved in it till the end. His word preached to you by the servant whom he specifically sent to you, and his sacraments administered according to his commandment. Be thankful for this doctrine of the means of grace. You are one of the few who still hears about it and holds on to it. Rejoice in it because it gives you a firm and dependable place to find God in this world, a channel to Christ that is open to all, intended for all, and powerful to work in all people, the faith by which alone we poor sinners are justified. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.